Black Friday deals from 8 p.m. Thursday to 1 p.m. on Friday. Plus, you can shop these deals at Kohl's.com starting Tuesday and get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent on anything. Man, that puts me in the holiday spirit. Shop Kohl's Black Friday starting 8 p.m. Thursday.
Store hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
K Bova Realty is family owned and operated, and K never forgets that you have a choice. Visit their website, www.sellingstlewis.com.
Head to Sears Auto Center for Black Friday deals starting 8 p.m. Thursday. And right now, save $100 on Goodyear, Dunlop, Road Handler, and Hankook tires. See store for details. Kohl's has over 500 Black Friday deals starting Tuesday online and in stores Thursday at 8 p.m. See store or Kohl's.com for details. Kohl's, expect great things.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the 106th Annual Turkey Day Game. And it's all right here, exclusively on KTRS. Coverage of the oldest current Thanksgiving Day rivalry west of the Mississippi River begins at 10 with Martin Kilcoyne broadcasting live from Kirkwood High. At 11, Jim Powers joins him, and play-by-play coverage of the game begins at noon. Brought to you by Webster Groves Subaru, Missouri Coin Company, and the Big 550, KTRS.
And we think you'll get lots of
9 inches long and an inch wide.
Well, you know, and you wonder why there's no Paul Harris show every day. Well, there's the reason.
No, that was Paul Harvey.
What?
That was Harvey.
Oh. Well, good afternoon and welcome. Let me say quickly to all young future broadcasters, people who may have that in their targets, certain things that are real no-nos in the business, and I just did one. You never, during a break, eat peanut butter crackers. You just don't do that, because now, you know,
oh, man.
Anyway. Oh, I said it anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, give it to me. I deserve
it. To you yet.
Oh, good, good. Maybe I'll get a free pass. Hey, we're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. But first...
Anyway.
Yeah, thank you. Hey! Let's tell you who else is in the room. He has just been nominated, and I say he's a shoe-in. He's in the North American Control Board Hall of Fame. This is the International Control Board Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's huge. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than Eon the Peon. Peon, good luck on that. You got my vote.
Oh, thank you.
And congratulations in advance. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from your 401k plan, then now is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Hey, was there ever like a 400k? Or 399K?
I don't know.
Don't you ever wonder where numbers come from?
401K.
Yeah, what is that? 401. And why K? Was there a 401J? And they go,
some
no.
Tax designation, probably.
Yeah, like 1040 or W-2. And what is all that? We'll never know. We're not supposed to know. We're only supposed to know how to put on a terrific radio show, and we don't even have that down yet. And part of the reason it's not any good, there are three reasons in this room. Here's one of the other reasons. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Kibi Jimenez is in charge of security and does a fantastic job. Bernice is in heaven.
Also fine, Dan.
Well, of course you can.
What?
Of course you can, because it's... Oh, he's telling me that every year, as we now are getting toward the end of the year, obviously taxes aren't due till April 15th, but it's when you start kind of thinking about it. And he says he deducts 100% of all the what you buy?
Cheese.
Of all the cheese he buys. He deducts 100% for taxes. Well, of course you can. I mean, that's everything to you. That's everything about your job involves that. That's all you talk about. Give it up, if you would, please, for the world's greatest radio studio orchestra, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. And when you're a little kid, you are told, you know, did you brush your teeth? I don't remember my parents. Do you guys remember your parents telling you to brush your teeth before you went to bed? I know that's, if every movie you watch and TV show, they do that. Don't go to bed without brushing your teeth. I don't remember them telling me to do it before I went to bed.
No.
I don't know if it was just in the morning or not.
Now, in the morning, they say, you know, before you go to school, did you brush your teeth? It is interesting that you have to, I think, force almost all kids to brush their teeth. It's just not something they rush to do, which is odd to me because you'd think you just want to do it naturally. I don't care if you just eat cereal. You get, you know, stuff in your teeth. And, man, I can't wait now to brush my teeth when I eat certain things. But we, as kids, for some reason, kind of fight the whole taking care of your teeth thing. And then as you get older, you fight going to the dentist, usually because you either are the victim of a horrible experience or you heard about a horrible experience somebody told you, and just hearing about it hurt and caused you to dread going to the dentist. I feel bad for people who dread a trip to the dentist because it tells me they don't go to Ballast Dental Care. That's the first conclusion I come to. Anybody says, oh, I got a dental appointment, I dread it so much, I think I'll put it. Well, bingo, you don't go to Ballast Dental Care, because I've never heard people say that who are patients, where I'm a patient. And you could become one of us. It's real easy. You just call Ballast Dental Care and make an appointment. And if you have a dentist that will become your ex-dentist, them send your records over. And, of course, they're going to want to know, well, yes, I mean, we'll be happy to send them over, but is there something wrong? Say, yeah, there's something wrong. I went to a dentist and realized that there actually was a place I don't have to be afraid to go. And it's not you. Send my stuff over. I'm out. And we welcome you then to Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And you never again have to dread a dental appointment. Ballast Dental Care. .com. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. This morning, I'm watching one of the news channels, and the story comes on, and it said, country star killed, shot and killed. Mm. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, is it Alan Jackson or Kenny Chesney? Who is Wayne Mills? Dan, you ever heard of him?
Wayne Mills? No.
Yeah. And that's how they kept describing him, was country star Wayne Mills. I never heard of him.
Mm.
Some bar in Oklahoma or something, the bartender there actually shot him and killed him. Some kind of fight broke out and he got out of, I don't know. But it's funny. They didn't say up and coming. They didn't say country star. Wayne Mills. And I'm pretty up on the country stuff, and I never heard. I thought maybe it was just me. But Dan's a musician. He's in a band or two, and if he hadn't heard of him, I don't feel so bad.
Just one band right now.
Yeah, this is really kind of off the subject, and a lot of people really won't relate or care, but I know Piano know what I'm talking about. Over the weekend, I'm in the car, and I'm on the road, so I had satellite radio on. There's a guy who, I don't know how often he does it because I don't listen to Howard Stern every day. But there's a guy who does David Letterman. Honest to goodness, it's as good as when Frank Caliendo did George Bush.
It's
amazing. You know how you couldn't tell Frank Caliendo was not George Bush?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have known? This Letterman, and that's not an easy voice to do. In fact, I've never heard anybody else do David Letterman. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard.
Well, they have him saying the most filthy stuff, too. They call
yes.
him evil Dave Letterman.
And he's cursing and the nastiest profanity. And to hear Letterman's voice doing that, and he may speak like that, I don't know, but you're just not used to hearing it. And calling other famous people sea suckers and, yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But he's got everything about Letterman's voice down perfectly. And I don't even, do you know the guy's name? I don't even know his name.
Oh, I did know it at one time. Let me see.
Yeah, he's really good, whoever he is.
Dave Van Dam.
Dave Van Dam, like Jean-Claude?
Yeah.
Ooh, what else is going on? Saturday Night Live, anybody watch it?
I did.
No. You did?
Yeah.
Okay, on a 0 to 10, 10 being great, I'll tell you what I'll give it, and you tell me, 4.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Angela had watched it ahead of time. She said, this segment is probably the best one. It was the Best Buy segment. But
well, that says if that was the best, that says it all. Here's the other thing. They have a new crop of people. Now, we're far enough into it, somebody should have broken through as a new star. I don't see it.
No, none of them have really...
There's no standout.
Any characters that they brought to the table that have been good enough to try out?
It's an interesting crop because Saturday Night Live, look, has been around for a long, long time, and certain seasons, you say, oh, that Eddie Murphy, okay, that guy, that new guy Murphy, he's funny, he's... Joe Piscopo, okay, he's a standout. I cannot find one of these new people who has made any kind of an impression or has jumped out at me for any reason. The last one to do it was the hot dark-haired gal. Cecily Strong.
Oh, Strong.
Cecily Tyson.
Yeah. Hey, I always say that with her.
Cecily Strong is the next Kristen Wiig. She's the standout. So I was very disappointed, and the guest host was that little guy from Hunger Games, his name. I didn't know his name. Oh, let's see. This is a sidebar thought, and I'm serious about this. Thursday's Thanksgiving.
What?
Yeah, and we have Christmas coming, and I mean this when I say this. If you know somebody who doesn't have anybody. And I know people tend to think of somebody homeless. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about somebody at work, somebody you work with who, if you just do a little digging, you'll find their parents are gone, they're divorced, maybe they have kids, but they're so far away they can't come around. They literally are going to be alone. Invite them over. Invite them over to your house. That's it. It's that simple. Just... I know a lot of people say they like to be alone. I don't buy it. I don't buy it during the holiday season. They put on a good front, but I don't accept that. And you shouldn't accept it either. And I don't care if you have to hog tie them, force them, find a way to kind of make a joke out of it. Go, please, please, we need one extra person because we have a tradition. Make up something. We have a tradition in our family. We always have at least so many people over and we're one short. Make a game out of it if you have to. I'll tell you, one of the saddest comedies that I ever saw, which drove home the point of somebody being alone, was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yeah.
John Candy. Holy cow, how do you not start crying when you realize that John Candy made up all this time about his family. He didn't have anybody. That's a really poignant, great scene.
Yeah, his wife died.
Yeah, when Steve Martin brings him home with him.
Yeah.
So my point is, if you find out that you got somebody at work or that you know or in the neighborhood and they just don't have anybody, my goodness, it'll change their whole holiday. So just invite them over. Just a suggestion. Did that Powerball ticket not get claimed? It didn't, did it? Nobody came forward.
I don't know. I didn't hear about it.
No, I think the deadline came and went, and somebody didn't pick up their 16 mil, and that poor store that sold it that was all this time banking on their 25 grand didn't get their 25 grand.
So I guess that money goes back into the...
Yeah, I think it rolls back into, and there's a bigger pot because of that.
Wow.
Now, here's something I don't understand. You've been watching the news coverage, and it's not new. It's been around for a couple of years, the knockout game. Have you been watching these people get the crap knocked out of them by total strangers?
Yeah.
They just walk up and hit you right in the head, right in the face, knock you down and run. They don't rob you. Nobody gets robbed. They just knock you down. A couple people have died. In life, there are certain things that happen, and my reaction is beyond, I just don't get it. I don't even know how to describe my reaction to that. How does anybody get a kick out of that? You walk up to somebody older than you, maybe a little feeble, and you just cold cock them, hit them right in the face, and run.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people? The heck?
I don't get it. First of all, you have to be a person that actually enjoys hitting someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope one of those people break their knuckles. Or
oh, man. If they'll just go to hit somebody and it turns out to be, you know, Steven Seagal or some, or what's his name? Norris. Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
And he's able to deflect the blow and then just pummel him. That would be fantastic. Hang on a second. Tell them the answer is yes. Tell all of them that call. Yes,
what?
He will.
What?
Oh, more people call him. I don't know if Dan's going to sing Reindeer Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
Christmas
goodness.
Season. It's not even, yeah, heck, it's not
Dan
even
Dan already
yet.
Flooded. Already wow. Flooded with requests. Yes, he will. Tell him. Okay. I went to see the Hunger Games Catching Fire. And the article I read in USA Today this morning, here's what it says. It says, Hunger Games Catching Fire did just that at the box office. Scored the fourth highest debut in Hollywood history. $161.1 million. So I had Peon look up the three biggest box office debuts. What were they again?
The Avengers, $207.4 million. Iron Man 3, $174.1 million, and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, $169.2.
All right, I've seen both of them. I saw the original Hunger Games. You guys didn't see the one I'm doing.
No.
And then I saw this one. I wish you had, because then maybe you could help me decide just how stupid I really am. I don't get it. I went and I thought, wow, what fantastic effects. But you could say that about a lot of movies. I just don't get it. It's in the future, I guess, and it's a contest, and people kill each other. And then if you don't get killed, you win.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm missing something here. Now this would be confusing to children. Up in New York, and there are a lot of people trying to put an end to this, they have, it's called SantaCon. I guess it's a convention of Santa Clauses or something. And it's a pub crawl where all these Santas, people dressed as Santa, go and just get falling down drunk and throwing up and vomiting. And you imagine a kid in New York and you're on vacation and you see a whole bunch of puking Santa Clauses and falling down and laying on the street and stuff. That's got to really mess a kid's head up. And then as the parents, you have to explain. It said literally thousands of intoxicated partygoers roaming the streets, a lot of them dressed like Santa, urinating, littering, and vomiting. SantaCon. It says, what do you tell your five-year-old when they see Santa passed out on the street or being carried by his other Santa buddies? I don't know. I don't know what to tell them. I do know this. I don't think there are any Thanksgiving jokes. I tried to think of this. I said, well, this week I'll just tell three Thanksgiving jokes. I can't think of any. Now, maybe I will tonight. But seriously, I don't remember any jokes I've ever heard about. And so the Mayflower hits this rock, and the guy comes out and says, hey, buddy, your boat's sinking. Can you think of any?
Yeah, that's funny.
No.
Well, it's not really a joke. I just made that up. But I don't think there, are any. Yes, there is an Easter joke. There's a blonde Easter joke. I take that back. But in lieu of a Thanksgiving joke, I do have one. Ladies, get in here for you.
Get in for you?
Get in here for you.
Yeah, nice.
You don't know that expression?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's a common. That's a very common
ladies,
Thanksgiving.
Ladies, get in here for you?
Yes.
Get in here for you.
Yeah, that's a common Thanksgiving expression. That's why I used it the week of Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll explain it to you later.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay. This has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. But yet it sort of does, because the story starts in a church, and I think a lot of people, you think of giving thanks, you think of church, you think of thanking the Lord. So there's a little tie-in. It's a man who is new to the community, and he has picked out a church to go to. And in this church is a very attractive woman, just the right age for him. She's about 40, he's 45, he's unattached. He asks around and finds out that she's also unattached. And he every Sunday he watches her. He thinks, well, she's so beautiful. And so he's asking people about her, you know, and they say, yeah, well, she's really nice, but she's very religious, and she's very, very much a Baptist. And we just want you to know that. So that he said, no, I understand. So he decides to, to ask her out. And right there in the church, in fact, she's sitting in the pew in front of me. He says, hey, I think it'd be nice if you had dinner with me. And she said, well, that would be nice. He said, Tuesday night? She said, yeah, that would be fine. So he picks her up Tuesday night. And they go to a really, really nice restaurant. And before they order, he says, would you like a cocktail? She says, you mean an alcoholic beverage? He says, yeah. She says, my goodness, heavens, no. I'm a Sunday school teacher. She said, what would I tell my Sunday school class? He said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean. She says, well, the answer is no. I do not drink. He says, I'm sorry. So they have a nice dinner, and after dinner they step outside. He lights up a cigarette, and he offers her a cigarette. He said, cigarette? She said, cigarette? No. I don't smoke. I'm a Sunday school teacher. Why, if I smoked a cigarette and somebody saw it, what would I, and it got out, what would I tell my Sunday school class? He says, I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything by it. So they get in the car, and he's getting ready to take her home, and he's driving by a Marriott. And he's thinking, well, she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke. I think I know where this is headed, but what the heck, what have I got to lose? He said, hey, what if I pull in here and we go in there and do it? She says, that sounds great. So sure enough, they pull in, they go in the room. She can't close the drapes fast enough or get out of her clothes fast enough. And she proceeds to tear this guy up. I mean, he doesn't even think he's going to be able to make it without having a heart attack. He's never had such hot love making in his life. And then they fall asleep. And as they're waking up, he looks over and he says, wow, he says, that was unbelievable. I got to ask you something. He says, you know, I offered you a drink, and you said, no, I'm a Sunday school teacher. What would I tell my Sunday school class? I offered you a smoke, and you wouldn't smoke. What would I tell my Sunday school class? Yet, I suggest this, and look what we just did. He says, well, I guess my question to you is, what would you tell your Sunday school class? He says, I'd tell them what I always tell them. You don't have to smoke and drink to have a good time.
All right, let's see how traffic's rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, a couple of problems out there. First of all, they're still working with this accident on northbound 170 after Ladue. You had two left lanes that were blocked. Solid jam back to Highway 40. That's also causing east and westbound 40 in those right lanes to back up considerably, trying to ramp on a northbound 170. Southbound 170 is moved off to the right shoulder, but you're still running slow between a little bit south of St. Charles Rock Road down through Ladue. A new accident on westbound 70 at 5th Street has the two right lanes blocked, and traffic is backed up to Highway 270. Eastbound 70, that is slowing now from about St. Louis Avenue through the Edward Jones Dome. Southbound 270, you've got some slow pockets between Page and Ladue. Just a little bit heavy off the pace, we'll call it between 40 and Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, it's the normal long slowdowns. Kings Highway through McCausland, Lindbergh out through Mason, and then you go from Clarkson in some pockets out through the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Try St. Louis Bread Company's Breakfast Power Sandwich. It's made to power you with 23 grams of whole grains and 16 grams of protein. St. Louis Bread Company, live consciously, eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Kirkwood. It's Webster Groves. It's the annual Turkey Day game, and it's here exclusively on KTRS.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of luxury vinyl tile flooring from Armstrong to give you these great holiday savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile. On sale now for only $3.89 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to your touch, and easy to take care of. That's right, you can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $3.89 a square foot. That's half of our regular price. And with your choice of 42 different patterns and colors and 5 different sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? AAA Travel has great deals on amazing destinations like Alaska, the Caribbean, Europe, and more. Need a stocking stuffer? Give the gift of travel with a AAA Travel gift certificate, available in any denomination. Visit AAA.com to find a AAA branch near you. Happy holidays from AAA Travel.
Certain restrictions may apply. Not responsible for errors or omissions. AAA members must make advanced reservations through AAA Travel to receive member benefits and savings.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into 2 piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
If you're currently paying for Medicare Supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
For 30 years, St. Patrick's Center has helped people transform their lives from homelessness to dignity and independence. Now, government funding is at risk, and we must rely more heavily on private donations. This holiday season, help St. Patrick's Center continue to provide housing, employment, and health opportunities for 8,000 individuals and families each year. Join us in making our community a better place to live and work. Donate 802-0700 or visit stpatrickcenter.org.
What can you find at Parktown Audi? Award-winning vehicles like the Audi A6, ranked number one of all the luxury cars sold in America. The luxury compact Audi A5 is also number one in this category. The Q7 picked up the award in the luxury category, and the Audi A7 finished at number 3, ahead of Mercedes, BMW, Lexus, or Cadillac. Award-winning vehicles at an exemplary dealer. Family-owned Parktown Audi, now in their 40th year at Woodlawn in Manchester in Kirkwood. Discover the Parktown difference.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Wine is a traditional holiday gift. It's perfect as a house gift for parties or shipping to friends and relatives near and far. Yellow Farmhouse Winery makes it easy with the Black Friday wine sale. This Friday, noon to 5, all wines at Yellow Farmhouse Winery are specially priced, including their Great Norton, Chamberson, and Old River Ruby Norton dessert wine. Come in, stock up, or call with a list. They accept telephone orders, and they ship to almost all states. Yellow Farmhouse Winery, located off Highway 94 in Defiance, Missouri.
Guests at Monkswell Manor are snowed in, and a murderer is in their midst.
Whodunit? You'll find out in the Repertory Theater's production of The Mousetrap, December 4th through the 29th. This classic Agatha Christie murder mystery is filled with plot twists and suspense. How can you win a pair of tickets to see The Mousetrap accompanied by McGraw-Millhaven? Register at KTRS.com or text The Rep to 84126. And it could be you and a friend at the Repertory Theater to see The Mousetrap from the Big 550 KTRS.
What do we had about three or four theme songs for him? This is the one. I mean, this is the bet. We had Ricky Nelson,
Traveling
Man. We had Don Ho, Tiny Bubble. There was another one in there, too. I can't remember what it was. This is the one.
Chug-a-Lug.
This is the keeper. This means we're going to Southern California to check in with Mike Evans, courtesy, of course, of Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door, and they're both in Chesterfield Valley. It's impossible to try to tell you what it's like to have dinner at Annie Guns. It just is. Smokehouse Restaurant, you walk in, you will know immediately you're in a place like you've never been in before. It's wonderful places. Annie Guns, Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley. Ladies and gentlemen, on your feet, standing ovation, if you would, please, for Mike Evans. Oh, he's fired up today.
Anyway. Anyway.
No. No, that's why right there.
Anyway.
No. Nope.
Pop quiz question. Thanksgiving week. Your question is, Gwyneth Paltrow spent the last 20 Thanksgivings at Hollywood Icon, one of her best friend, closest friend. In fact, there's a special relationship between her and this particular celebrity. Where she spent all these Thanksgivings at? Clint Eastwood, Tom Hanks, George Lucas, Steven Spielberg's answer in just a minute. Well, it was 4 years ago this Thanksgiving that Tiger Woods had that run-in with a tree and his wife, Elin's nine iron.
Boy, that went fast, that 4 years.
And now it can't be told, the whole story.
All right.
When Tiger went to bed that night, he took some Vicodin and Ambien. After he passed out, a suspicious Elin went through Tiger's cell phone.
Uh-oh.
And found texts between him and Rachel Yucatel, including Tiger telling Rachel how much he loved her.
Whoa!
Mm.
Elin decided to start texting Rachel on Tiger's phone like she was Tiger.
Oh, good one.
Asked when they could see each other. Rachel replied as soon as possible. She really missed him. Also asked, how can you be texting me now? Where's Elin at? Make sure she doesn't catch you.
Oh,
more incriminating texts, and finally got to the point where Elin sent the text, "This is Elin, you're busted."
Wow.
The jig was up. That's when all hell broke loose. Elin went back upstairs, started screaming at Tiger. Tiger got up from bed, stoned on the Vicodin and Ambien, locked himself in the bathroom, and called Rachel. And Rachel confirmed, I was just texting her. She caught us. Then Tiger made a break for it, out the bathroom, down the stairs, and outside with Elin in pursuit. And a nine iron in her hand.
Oh. Beautiful.
And there's the rest of the story. That's how it all went down, according to Elin.
Hey, call Paul Harris and tell him we don't need him for the rest of the story.
Thank you very much.
Paul Harvey does the rest.
Yeah,
it was
Paul Harvey did that.
Good day.
Sorry.
Him and Zipper Zapper.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. they weren't a team.
Oh. Anyway.
No.
In a paid interview, Conrad Murray says every night he put a condom or a diaper on Michael Jackson because he was incontinent and he leaked. Usually he put a condom on his penis. Uh-uh. He called Michael a 30-year drug addict, said it was just a matter of time before he overdosed anyway.
Wait a minute.
Hold
That's
on.
Not going to hold enough
condom.
Well, yeah, probably will. He probably had a little teeny-weeny one, and they put a big one on there with a rubber band around it. Probably like a big bag.
Some leakage?
Oh, my goodness.
Why did he have to put it on him? Why can't he put it on himself?
Michael Jackson didn't know how to put on a condom.
Oh, my goodness.
According to Dr. Conrad Murray.
This is great.
Yeah. Would you want to have somebody put a condom on your penis every night?
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind if it was Kate Upton.
That's what I was going to say. It's fine as long as it's, you know, Jenny McCarthy or something.
I've seen movies when girls do that.
What are you talking about?
What are you, you're not getting nasty on my report,
no,
are you?
No.
Mike's report is clean, mister.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We don't want any nasty.
I'm sorry.
Anyway,
no. Can you? Wouldn't you just love to? I mean, in a way, yes, in a way, no. Have just some video evidence. Dr. Murray, could you come over and put my diaper and my condom on me? Oh my God!
It's unbelievable. I wonder if Dr. Murray inspected him before he put on that the condom.
Oh man, that's a good one. Okay. That's a good one.
You've heard the stories about these. I almost said the A word.
Yeah, but you know what, Mike, I think we forget something, and this pretty much disputes what you just said, and now we have to label it as false, because I now remembered what Al Sharpton said, and that was what Al Sharpton said to Michael's kids at the funeral, remember?
Oh yeah.
There wasn't nothing strange about your daddy.
Oh, that's right.
So that can't be true, then.
No, guess not. New York Post headline. This is a sad one. You've heard about these horrible people, these gangs, that are these knockout clubs where they just come up and...
We just talked about it. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Well, a lot of it going on in New York City. Under a photograph of the New York Post, there's a woman lying on the ground, out cold, a victim of one of these knockouts. New York Post headline screamed... Holiday beatings.
Well, that's
what they did there.
Yeah, but that's not something you make a pun.
Holiday
about.
Greetings.
Yeah, I get it.
New York Post headline. I think the New York Post headlines are great. Are you saying that you just can't make fun of that?
I don't think you can, because these people, you talk about truly innocent victims minding their own business. Some of these people are older, and it's killed a couple of people.
Yeah, it's terrible. Sports shorts. I will be in New York February 2nd for the Super Bowl.
All right.
It's not a dome stadium, and now this latest edition of the Farmer's Almanac predicts it'll be 22 degrees and snowing that day.
Lucky.
That's so nice. How about those St. Louis Rams?
Yeah, how about them?
Looking good.
Stepping up, taking care of their business.
Mm-hmm.
Politics, President Obama in Los Angeles today. It's a money grab. Delaying traffic, having dinner at Magic Johnson's. All the regular usual suspects are there. Barbara Streisand, Madonna, Oliver Stone. Like I say, Matt Damon, all the usual suspects. Hey, how about Mick Jagger going to be a great-grandfather?
Yeah.
A great-grandfather.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to me. And finally.
He sure doesn't look like he could be that old.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
No.
Idea.
No.
Where are we going to possibly spend the last 20 Thanksgivings? Clint Eastwood, Tom Hanks, George Lucas, Steven Spielberg.
Oh, Clint.
For those who didn't understand what he just said, because you had a little wine slur there. You did. You said, for those who didn't understand, Gwyneth Paltrow. Who does she spend Thanksgiving with? What do you think, Dan?
I'll say Eastwood.
I'll say Spielberg.
I will also go Clint Eastwood.
It's also her godfather, Steven Spielberg. Oh my God! Anyway,
no,
hang up on it. Who got it? Did you get it?
I got it.
Did you cheat and hear it somewhere?
No, strictly a guess.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm with Dan though. I would have thought it would be Clint Eastwood. That was Mike Evans, inebriated, and courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Great place, by the way, that smokehouse for gift certificates for the holidays. We don't have a lot of time, but I do have enough time just to share the story with you. 2 years ago, and I told you guys when this happened, I drove to Chicago, and I didn't have one of those toll pass things that you just beep when you go by, and I didn't have any change, so I blew through two toll booths, and there's no attendant there, and I couldn't see a lane with change. I saw exact change, and if there was one, I didn't see it, so I had no choice. A lot of traffic, right through twice. Now, everybody said to me, oh, man, you're going to get something in the mail, and it's a $250 fine. Nothing. 2 years later, nothing. I didn't get a thing. Check this. I don't know if you've seen this story. This came out this morning. Jason Boursier, he's 33, lives in Arlington, Virginia. They have just now settled with him, the courts, and the 335 tolls that he went through.
Oh, my God.
Now, keep in mind, a toll is like a buck, okay? Yeah. His total, had he actually paid each time, would have been $440. But because he didn't pay, and because he continued to not pay, they've worked out a deal. They first of all, reduced his total tab from $202,000. Down to a payment plan. His total is now $96,498. He will pay $150 a month every month until July 19th, 2067.
Oh, my goodness.
He'll be 87 years old. And that's what you get when you blow through 335 tolls. Wow. So... maybe I need to keep checking the mail, but I did it twice, so I guess I'm not looking at that kind of bill anyway. American Equity Mortgage. Now, see, that'd be what I'd do if I get that big bill for that toll thing and all the interest had piled up. I'd just do a home equity loan. And I can do that because I'm a homeowner, and if you're a homeowner, you can do it too. It's a simple matter of the fact that you're a homeowner means you have equity in your house, which means that equity gives you terrific borrowing power. Interest rates are still very, very low. So you can borrow money at those low rates. And then you can make up for, and we all make mistakes. You made a mistake. You borrowed money. Use your credit cards. You got a little too easy to use. You let it stack up. Now you can't pay it off. So you're making minimum payments. Stop it. Let American Equity Mortgage pay that off for you. And then you'll see light again. You'll have zero balance on those cards. That debt's going to be paid off a lot sooner. A lot of it's going to be tax deductible probably because it's now part of your house payment. They've done it for a long time, 21 years they've been doing this, done it for thousands and thousands of people, and they love to help you too. And if there's something that's coming up that's an expense you're going to incur and you need the money and you'd really like to just pay cash and not take out a bad loan, then use that equity to borrow money to pay cash for whatever that is you need, a car or a wedding or tuition or whatever. AmericanEquity.com is the website, or call this number. Please make sure you get it right. You don't want to be connected to some other company. 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
We've had a couple of problems there. Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we still do, Dan. Eastbound 44, a new accident at Grand has the two right lanes blocked, and traffic now is back to Kings Highway. Westbound 44, a little slowdown between the Murdoch Overpass and Elm, and then things are a little bit heavy again up through Mraz and Bowles. Now, they're still working with this accident on westbound 70 after the Blanchette Bridge. It's right around 5th Street. The two right lanes are still blocked, and it's a solid jam now approaching Highway 270. Southbound 270, not bad. It's running pretty well between Olive and Doherty Ferry. A little heavy between 44 and 21, Tucson Ferry. On westbound 40, it's the usual stop-and-go traffic. Kings Highway, McCausland, Lindbergh, out through Mason, and a little bit slow now from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. They've cleared the accident on southbound 170 at Ladue. You still have slow traffic, though, between Page, Olive, down through Highway 40. Northbound 40 is starting, or 170 is starting to slow, clear out now between 40 and Forest Park Parkway. Eastbound 70, just a little heavy as you approach the Edward Jones Dome, and you still have jammed up traffic from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. Try St. Louis Bread Company's breakfast power sandwich, made to power you with 23 grams of whole grains and 16 grams of protein. St. Louis Bread Company. Live consciously, eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550. Yeah, baby. KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Time flies when you're having fun. We'll do it again tomorrow, I promise. Please be with us. We'd appreciate it. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend.
He's asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan. Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
This is Fox 2 News. If you're headed in that direction, you might want to adjust your travel times.
A major snowstorm moving east causing holiday travel problems. How travelers and airlines are dealing with the storm. A man shot when he pulled his gun on state troopers resorts to name-calling during his sentencing, what he called the judge.
St. Louis residents outraged after a drug recovery center opens in their neighborhood. The reasons they say it has to go.
First at 6, a few snow flurries fell across the area this afternoon, but it didn't cause any problems. The white stuff brought joy to some people's hearts and a feeling of dread to other folks. Winter is less than a month away now. Today was just a little preview for all of us. But in other parts of the country, snow and ice are causing major travel problems. We'll have more on that in just a minute. But first, let's get right to Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray. And Dave, any more of the little snow? I got kind of just pelted, like little snow balls.
Little snow, yeah, they're called snow pellets.
Okay.
And they're just little balls of snow, and they kind of bounce when they hit on your hood or on your windshield.
Right. And you think maybe it's like little pieces of sleet or something.
No. But well, there was some